This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. I'm David Michael, the editor of myoldmansaid.com. It's something for the weekend time. Joining me to catch up on things, Mr. Chris Budd. Welcome back.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm out and about in America at the moment, in New York, and we had some, I had some mic issues in the last recording, so didn't put that episode out, which would have covered the Liverpool game. I've tried to rescue it. I was going to re-record it, but I'm, you know, kind of on holiday, and it would just be a nightmare to re-record my section of an hour podcast, so apologies for that if you were waiting for that. We will catch up on that, the Liverpool game, and bunch it in with Norwich and also Burnley in the next main show. How are you, Mr. Budd?
I'm very well, thank you very much. A year older today, so...
Is it your birthday, is it?
It is my birthday.
Yeah, that's why you turned up for this podcast, not the last one.
Yeah. Yep, older and wiser and all that, so a busy weekend ahead, hopefully. COVID committing and all that.
Yeah, the last podcast, there was just me and Phil, so you haven't missed anything, listeners, with that one with that one not being released. Well, happy birthday,
Thank
Mr.
you very
Budge.
Much. And how is the Big Apple?
It's been all right. I've kind of, the first weekend I was here, I kind of jumped into a double header of sports last Sunday when I saw the Milwaukee Bucks play the Knicks and just kind of walk through them without much trouble, and then saw the Nashville Predators beat the Rangers in the ice hockey at night. So you get to see the basketball turn into ice within the space of a few hours, which is quite something. They know how to make money here.
Yes.
And I did pop in to see the New York Villains, which I will do for the Burnley game as well for the Liverpool game, which was good. Shout out to Kirk and Sam, and it's a good setup that they've got there. So if you're ever in New York, do head down to the Football Factory at Legends, and you'll see a massive Aston Villa flag downstairs, cordoning off their very own Villa section. I'm surprised it's only a flag that cordons them off, because there's Chelsea fans next to them. So personally, I would have like a steel wall and decontamination chamber that you've got to pass through.
Armed police.
Yeah. Right, we're going to catch up just on this game at the post-press conference. A lot of doubt whether this game is going to take place or not, which gave me a good excuse not to put this podcast out as well. But we thought we would run with it quickly. So we'll get into the Burnley game. Fingers crossed that it actually happens. But first of all, we like to catch up on things with a Villa Minute. This week's Villa Minute is sponsored by Petit Philippe.
Just in time for something sparkly for Christmas.
Oh, so you're going to be giving away your freebies to family members, are you?
Not exactly.
Can cheap ass.
No, these are collectibles, maybe. You don't give them away.
Right, anyway, let's see if it can record a minute. 3, 2, 1, go.
After the huge win against Leicester and the spirited defensive performance at Anfield in defeat, getting 3 points off Dean Smith at Carrow Road was the order of the day. Positive COVID cases compromised both teams, and Gerrard also had to deal with the absence of one of his best performers, with Marvellous Nakamba now out with a long-term injury. The big question, though, was Sanson injured again, or did he have COVID again? Villa dominated Norwich in the early stages without being able to make the early breakthrough until young Jacob Ramsey took the opportunity to become a man. Picks the ball up in his own half, drives, and following a quick interplay with Watkins on the halfway line, surges through the Norwich defence, keeps going and going and going before thumping a left-foot thunderbolt into the top corner. Superb. It's surely a contender for Villa's goal of the season and will take some stopping. In the second half, Chukwueze comes off the bench to deliver a killer pass for Watkins, who seals the game with a close-range tap-in. It's 4 wins in 6 for Steven Gerrard. Is this the start of Villa being able to get routine wins? With Omicron causing havoc across the country, the festive run of games is now under threat as multiple games are called off across the Premier League. Villa going to Burnley at home with a chance to pull towards the top 6 positions if the game even goes ahead. Will it be a Merry Christmas for Gerrard's villains, or will Omicron cancel the party?
Ooh.
Christmas hanging by a thread.
There's the Christmas, 2-part Christmas special coming up shortly, which I will be editing over the next couple of days. So look out for that. Festive fun guaranteed, or your money back. Right, Steven Gerrard's press conference just dropped. First of all, before we get into the COVID debate, injuries, Ashley Young 50-50, Keenan Davis is injured, or is it COVID? Morgan Sanson is out, El Ghazi is out, so they've got to be COVID cases. Sanson, El Ghazi,
I believe Steer as well, he was injured, wasn't he? He didn't feature at Norwich.
COVID as well.
Yeah.
Liam Bailey, Bertrand Traoré, Marvellous Nakamba, all expected to be out until the new year. Marvellous actually had his surgery, which Gerrard says the surgeon is really happy with the operation and how it's gone, and now he'll be starting his recovery process and recovery plan. He's going to be missing for somewhere in the region of 12 weeks. If it is a fantastic rehab, or it could be up to 16 weeks. Make that 20 weeks. It's Villa.
In Villa time. See you in May.
So he concludes it will be somewhere in the middle of 12 to 16 weeks. That's a bit of a blow. Typical luck, really, because he'd finally broken through, and he was a first team member, legit.
He was, as we said, he was one of the best performers under Gerrard so far, I would say.
Yeah, so a blow for the player.
Phoenix for the Flames, and now he's back in the Flames, isn't he?
Yeah. In terms of the COVID situation, he did hint that, he did say, as we stand, we're ready to play, we're preparing to play, and we're good to go. So it's obviously two sides to the coin if Burnley have a big outbreak. I mean, I think both teams are waiting on a certain number of PCR tests as we record this podcast. So I don't know. It's the Watford Leicester game called off a couple of hours before the game. Now Gerrard's talking about that. Obviously, there's the COVID concerns here, but player welfare is because with players out, there's less players to play more games. So obviously, player welfare becomes a thing. But in terms of the COVID situation, but you've also got to look at supporter welfare. You can't be cancelling games 2 hours before kickoff because away fans would have paid money to go to those games, so they'll be out of pocket as well. So there needs to be some kind of protocol in place, because it just seems to be a bit random in terms of how many players need to be out before it's called off.
It's case by case, don't they? But that's, you would surely think when it's so sort of widespread, it's not like it's just happened to one team. It seems to be affecting every team to varying degrees. You need to have a sort of standardised thing.
Yeah, some managers are saying it's because some teams are playing and some aren't. It kind of affects on the integrity of the league, because there'll be teams playing catch up, which might compromise them later on in the season. It's a hard one to call. Liverpool played with 3 players out with COVID, so because I think in their case they just thought, well, this is a game against Newcastle, we should be able to win without these players. So even though they're kind of key players.
Yeah, I think if there's points on the board to be had, go and get them while you can.
Yeah, because the kind of players that are out at the moment for us, if you're talking Davis, Sanson, El Ghazi.
Your bench is depleted, but not your team.
Yeah, we're playing, you know, Norwich and Burnley, no disrespect to them, but you would expect Villa to be the favourites in those games and be able to take care of business with the players that are fit to us. I mean, our problem is injuries rather than COVID at the moment, but, you know, that's been the tale of the season since the start.
Unfortunately, yeah, it seems, as you said, it's been the theme of the season. So hopefully that will, you know, the tide will turn on that thing, but who knows when.
Obviously, there was special praise for Ramsey after his exploits in midweek. Gerrard very much saying he needs to just knuckle down and focus on his game. Jacob needs to focus on his game, improving his game, and to keep trying to make those marginal gains around all his attributes. I can't see why he can't go all the way to the very top, and I'm talking about being a big player for Villa for many years, being a pillar and mainstay in this team. Without putting too much pressure on the kid, you can see him moving through the international age groups at speed. If he keeps consistency in his game, I think he can go all the way to the top, which is big praise indeed from Gerrard.
Yep.
That was the thing. We just needed the evidence, the end product evidence that he's the real deal. We thought, is he just providing energy, the exuberance of youth and energy in that midfield? But if he's highly rated and he was keeping players out, so he's obviously doing something big time on the training pitch.
Yeah.
But with the midfield as it is and what you expect from your midfield, and you need goals from it as well, this was what we were kind of waiting upon. And he fluffed his lines a couple of times when he had good positions in the box in previous games.
Well, he's had about four or five big chances, hasn't he, through the season? You think, yeah, you know, there was the Everton one, there was a couple at Old Trafford, there was the one against Leicester at Villa Park, obviously there was one disallowed as well. Was that actually, he probably scored the hardest opportunity he's had. Cracking goal.
Not many players that can score that goal against Norwich. So that was like, wow, if that's the way you're going to announce yourself, fair play. And there's no pressure now.
And the confidence and the belief he'll take from it is great. And I think the confidence the team will take from it, that they'll trust it, you know, trust him to give him the ball in those areas.
No, exactly, because as I was saying, most players picking up the ball from there. I mean, you know, the last person potentially could do something from that position, probably Grealish. Watkins potentially could run with, you know, four opposition players around
him. It was more like a Watkins goal. There was almost an air of like Tony Daly about it, where he just got his head down and went, because it wasn't like he sort of was like swerving between players. He just went, didn't he? He just carried the ball and was direct.
Because there are some players in that situation where they see two opposition in front of them, two behind them, immediately behind them, they would probably, you know, potentially check back to
try and keep the ball.
Keep the ball, but give a bit of time for players to come up in support.
Yeah, he just went on his own.
He's like, yeah, fuck that, I'm going for this. So hats off. That was a great moment, actually. And
the second goal was good as well. You know, Chukwueze did really well on the left hand side. Really great first touch. Great ball in, and Watkins couldn't miss.
And it is important that these players are coming to the party, because it's all right. You know, you get, there's a sentimentality about youth, about, you know, oh, play the kids when, you know, trouble times are hard. Play the kids, but ultimately they've got to produce, or else there's no room for sentiment here. You've got to be winning games and you've got to be improving. But the good thing is that it's just, you've got legit players, two extra legit players here that contribute when they play. And when a team is going through a Christmas period where the games come thick and fast, when there's COVID in the air taking out players and limiting, you know, what you've got on the bench, to actually have two, they're almost like bonus signings, essentially, stepping up and becoming real players that can mix it in the first team, first 11, then this puts us in good stead.
Well, it's good to know that we've got players across the squad now that are all, they've all had moments, even if like it's all to varying degrees, you know, but you've got players like Sanson who are just starting to flicker a little bit into life. You've had Nakamba sort of come from the you know, the periphery. We've still got, you know, Bailey, Traore, El Ghazi, who've all got, you know, attributes that you'd look forward to seeing. You've got Trezeguet, all these guys who can come back into the team and improve us as a squad and have just variety and options. Whereas I think right now it's just about, we've got probably a good first team, and then the bench, you'd imagine for Burnley, if that game goes ahead, is going to be very young. You know, you'd expect to see like Eric Bonham and Philogene Badace and these kind of guys on the bench and potentially have to come on and do something.
Speaking of the Burnley game, in terms of, I mean, Burnley, people are writing them off for relegation, I mean, they're not really kind of helping themselves in their position at the moment with only one win. But closer investigation, in the last six games, the form guide, Villa are actually third in the form table based over the last six games. Burnley are kind of mid-table. That one win has actually come in the last six games, and they've drawn four of the last six games as well. So only taken one loss, and they've got a positive goal difference. So over the last six games, they are 11th. So that suggests the broad strokes of that is they are realizing their predicament and now starting to at least become hard to beat to start the process of reversing and hopefully for them getting out of the situation. And, you know, they're in the bottom three, but they're not cut off by any means at the moment. Watford are still keeping everybody game, and Burnley have actually got two games on most teams down there in the bottom six or seven.
They haven't played for a little while, have they? Obviously, with their last two have been postponed.
Yeah.
So they haven't actually played for a while.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So they're always tough to beat in terms of historically.
And of course, our last game against them was a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, the 3-2.
Yeah.
And the last game at Villa Park was, we've drawn the last, we haven't beaten them
for a while.
In their last, how many visits? I think the last one. Oh, we beat them in the League Cup.
Was it four? I think it's four games.
Yeah, we beat them in the League Cup in 2010. But then I think the last home win against them, I think, was the 5-2, which was in the same
season,
year. Yes, well, yeah, same year. Yeah, the season before, same year, though. So it's over 10 years. Yeah, so we haven't beaten them in the last three games. And, you know, that's over the space of a decade since we last had any joy against them. But again, hopefully, as we said in the Villa Minute, routine wins, this would be classed as one that you would hope to get one if we are of a certain level now.
I think so. Certainly, if the team looks as it probably should do, it should still be strong enough to get over the line. And it's important that they do, because you just don't know what's going to happen. You know, if this game goes ahead, you still don't know if those Christmas fixtures are going to happen. You would lean towards them probably more likely not happening. But
yeah, it's you know, you want this game to happen because you want to get the points on the board, and because you could be in a situation, as long as you're getting the points in the board and you know, Villa potentially win this and they're starting to get the conversation of European places actually becomes a reality. And if teams around you challenging for those places have got fixtures that are starting to stack up because of had games called off for COVID, then suddenly the advantage swings to Villa. So hopefully they can tighten up in terms of the whole COVID situation. It is kind of tricky because, you know, players get colds and stuff. So what do? Do you isolate them straight away just to be safe before, you know, the tests come back? It's a tricky thing to juggle.
It's going to be a stressful few weeks or indeed months through this, you know, the dark winter months for the medical staff at Baltimore Heath, I'd have thought.
Yeah, and then, you hear reports that quarter of all EFL players aren't vaccinated, which, while it's everybody's choice, it's also their choice to get paid a lot of money to play football. And one of the things, obviously, is you don't want to catch COVID if you're a footballer, because the impact, as well as yourself, it's on the team and then on the supporters as well, who are going to see it. And I think whether you're vaccinated or not will become an issue in terms of the transfer window.
Well, Gerard had said that. Yeah. Gerard had already said that. It's not necessarily a defining factor in when you're buying a player, but it's certainly something you have to look at.
Because, you know, this isn't necessarily, you know, it's all right saying this is, you know, it's all about choice or whatever, but it's also about the choice that you need to buy players that are going to give you value for your investment. If they're not, if they're out because of COVID and they're out longer because they're not vaccinated, then why buy that player? You know, it's 100%. It's just the way it is. So anybody who's an anti-vaxxer out there, you know, sorry, but that's the truth of the matter. Unfortunately for Phil Shaw, we never did buy Chris Wood. He has scored 4 goals in the past 5 league starts against Villa. I'd imagine he would line up. Burnley pretty much playing a 4-4-2, are they not?
I believe so, yeah. They normally have like a...
It's kind of effective, isn't it?
That's exactly the word for teams like Burnley. You know, they play the way they play, but they do what they do quite well. And they don't sort of, they haven't been one of these teams who were direct, but then try and play football, you know, like when Stoke did, and it's sort of, you know, they sacked Pulis, tried to play pretty passing football, and the whole thing fell apart.
Yeah.
They kind of embrace who they are, and you kind of have to respect that, which is why they often don't end up in trouble for the relegation, because they are a team that can fight their way out of trouble, especially at home.
Yeah, now they've lost once in their last 7 league games. That suggests this isn't going to be a walk in the park by any means. And we may have to stay patient. I mean, an early goal would be fantastic in, you know, when you're playing somebody like Burnley, because then they have to come out to get something. So I'm sure Gerrard's team will start fast against them in the hope that they can get that and not allow Burnley to settle and, you know, start to frustrate Villa and also the Villa Park crowd. Key stat.
The one I was going with was that Burnley have actually dropped 14 points from winning positions this season compared to 5 at the same stage last year. So they are not exactly what you'd call solid at the back or resilient.
Is that up there with what Villa have been dropping?
Probably, certainly in the calendar year, yeah. I'd imagine that probably equates to our one, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's kind of good news. Although I think the...
They haven't actually scored in 311 minutes either, apparently.
Haven't they? Oh, don't say things like that.
Yeah, sorry.
You know what happens. Yeah, I'm more looking at the fact that they've become decidedly tough to beat over the last six, seven games.
Yeah, you certainly wouldn't expect it to be an end-to-end sort of barnstorming game of pretty football.
No, but I think, you know, with Mings and Konsa, you would hope you've got enough to deal with their aerial threat. You obviously don't want to give away too many cheap set pieces around our box. But I think as long as, you know, the likes of Buendia, Watkins, Ings, McGinn stay clear of any COVID, then I think we've got enough up front to deal with them.
Yeah, agreed.
And, you know, we've got Martinez in the back four. As long as that's in place, yeah. That should be enough to deal with Burnley.
It'd be an interesting one, I suppose, because obviously Norwich as well, it's the first of the games we've had really under Gerrard where you'd probably expect us to have a lot more of the ball.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It'd be interesting to see, especially at Villa Park, where you've, you know, the onus is on you to kind of go out and win the game.
Yeah, and this is where you hopefully see why we've bought Buendia, because this is one of those where
100%.
He's the man who hopefully has the key to unlock doors like Burnley's organised defensive rigid setup.
Yeah.
And we've been out of possession in a lot of these games, and you know, this is where people go, oh, Buendia is too lightweight. Well, he's actually a player for us when we're in possession, not out of possession. Although I think he's pretty nippy in terms of closing down and pressing.
He's certainly got better, hasn't he?
He gets around
over the last few weeks, yeah.
He gets around really quickly because he's very quick over that first 5 yards.
Yeah, he's not like, he hasn't got that real sort of steam train pace, has he? He's just sort of nippy and kind of short little bursts, as opposed to, you know, just hit the ball and run types, like, you know, like Leon Bailey speed.
Yeah, he's quite good at winning the ball back as, you know, as soon as he kind of loses it, just because he is nippy over that first 5 yards. But yeah, hopefully this is a game for him. Right, we like to finish off the show with the question of who are we poaching if we had to buy one of the opposition's players to solidify our first 11. Who are you going for, Lowton or Westwood?
Yeah, Phoenix from the Flames. To be honest with you, I'm going to go with maybe not necessarily what we need, but I'm still not overly impressed with that we got rid of Heaton. So I'm actually going to go with Nick Pope, because I really like him as a goalkeeper. I think he'd be a great number two, and he'd actually be a good number one anyway. But
yeah,
he's a goalkeeper I've got a lot of time for. I think he's a really good goalkeeper. Probably should be playing at a bigger club, but he's playing games where he is and he's the main man there. So I think he's a good player. Maybe Tarkowski you'd have as a sort of a backup option, but I wouldn't play him over the two guys we've got. Dwight McNeil, people have sort of talked about a few times as an option, but
I think they've got a lot of players that they would strengthen your matchday squad as opposed to necessarily your first 11.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, even, you know, we joked about Phil Shaw always wanted a Burnley striker to come off the bench.
Rodriguez and someone like that.
Yeah, or even Woods. And, you know, one of those in your matchday squad actually could make sense in certain games. But yeah. I think Tarkowski and Pope actually lifts your matchday squad in terms of just making it solid, I think.
I think Tarkowski's probably more solid. He's certainly played a lot more games in the Premier League than Hawes and Twanzabe.
Yeah, no, exactly. And, you know, Newcastle will be trying to buy him in the January window. I think Burnley will price them out the market. And I think Tarkowski, if he's looking for a move, I think he'll wait till the summer, because he doesn't really want to be going to Newcastle and then slipping down a division.
No.
Because, you know, if he's still got designs on England, it's not really going to work well. But mentioning Loughton and Westwood, they are key players for Burnley.
Yeah, they're just very steady, aren't they?
Westwood's the top assist man this season for them on 3. Loughton's second, joint second with Tarkowski on 2 assists. So it's interesting if, you know, Westwood's in the team now. He's a similar level, isn't he, to Sanson in terms? I mean, when you say Sanson may be better, but, you know, at least Westwood's going to turn up.
Yeah. You know what you're going to get from Westwood. You're going to get 6 out of 10 minimum.
And at least he's there, which is a starter.
Yeah.
I mean, Loughton, I think we were a bit pissed off that he left. I mean, because he did have end product at the other end of the pitch, something that we're still waiting from Cash, because that was the real buy of Cash, was what he could add to us dynamically on the right-hand side going forward. And we haven't really seen that. He's been a bit wayward at times. But defensively, he gives you a lot of effort. And, you know, he's been a real trooper this season when other players perhaps haven't come to the party, especially early doors.
And that Loughton goal at Stoke, you know, those years ago, was still probably one of the best goals. It's absolutely unbelievable strike.
It was a good goal against Swansea as well.
Yeah,
wasn't
the goalie kind of dived around the ball. It was a weird one. That was the Stoke one, was just unbelievable. And it was a massive goal, wasn't it, at the time? It was pretty much the goal that kept us up that season.
Oh, yes, next level. You never expect something like that from a fullback. Right, thank you very much for listening. Just a shout out to Free Trade for supporting the show, the commission-free investment app. If you want to start thinking about long-term investments in 2022, then Free Trade is a way you can start building a share portfolio without actually paying commission, and it's all easily run from their mobile app. They're actually branching off into Europe now, so there'll be a slow rollout of all different European stocks as well to add to the choice. So if you want to join a million other users, go to freetrade.io/moms, MOMS, and you will also get a free share between the value of £3 and £200. As with all investments, your capital is at risk, and the value of your portfolio can go up as well as down, but do go to freetrade.io/moms and you get a free share at least to get things rocking and rolling for 2022. Thank you very much to the patrons. The shout outs that I did in the last show that we didn't actually release, I will redo them in the next main show, but thank you very much for supporting the show. If you want to, it's going to be a rejig for 2022, so please do go to the myomansaid.com website to sign up and get access to Match Club and the backlog of extra podcasts that are coming your way as 2022 starts, go to myoldmansaid.com and click on the Patreon link to sign up there and get ready for the next phase of My Old Man Said Patrons. All right, any final words before we disappear?
Well, I mean, touch wood, the game goes ahead. And frankly, at this point, who knows what the score is going to be in terms of Chelsea, Leeds and beyond.
Yeah.
I think we're all venturing into the unknown, or maybe we're not venturing into the unknown. Maybe it's the inevitable, but we shall see over the next. It should be an interesting week.
Yeah, and of course, there's more important things than football. So stay safe out there.
Yes, absolutely.
And don't take any unnecessary risks, or don't be reckless.
No, and also for those who join us in Match Club, I'll probably do a Monday night sort of a festive soiree for those who want to come and just generally tie off the year before we all go our separate ways for Christmas. So those who want to join us, feel free.
And as I mentioned earlier on, the double header Christmas special will be out. Editing that on, starting to edit it on the next flight I have to take. Again, thank you very much for listening. And until next time, it's goodbye from me and it's goodbye from him.
Goodbye.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.